The East Lansing Public Library has needed some fixing up for a long time, and the second and final phase of a large project is coming to a close. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more on the work done at the library and the celebration they're planning for this weekend. Where did the money for this project come from, Scott?
You might recall, Kyle, that an anonymous private donor stepped forward with $1.5 million to spruce up the inside of the library in April of 2015. Along the way, over the last year, other important improvements have been made. I visited the East Lansing Public Library yesterday to talk with Director Kristen Shelley about the work they've had done, which you'll hear in the background is still going on in a rush to get ready for Saturday's reopening ceremony. She tells me that the donor had very few stipulations on how his gift would be spent.
The one thing he did ask for was a soundproof room so that kids could practice music, because he was a musician as a young person and he didn't have any place to practice his music. So we were able to do that. He also asked for a small stage, so we now have a portable stage in our meeting room. So we started with a building committee of 18 people, which is a very large building committee, but we had people from the community, from the city of East Lansing, from the Friends of the Library Board, from the Board of Trustees for the library, and library staff, all represented on this building committee. And we met with various architects, and we wanted an open space. We knew we wanted a larger teen area. We wanted color in our children's area. And we wanted a really great gathering place for the community, and a place the community would love to be and to love to just kind of come and sit and talk with each other in. And the architect that rose to the top was C2AE. They have a Lansing office and a Grand Rapids office, and it just went from there. They actually did a ton of work up front without even knowing where $1.5 million would get us. They did a phased plan. So there's actually six phases to the building project, going from $500,000 up to $11 million. Because to get the East Lansing Public Library where it should be, with a 25,000 square foot addition, it would cost $11 million. So
you've stuck within that $1.5 million you originally knew you had, right?
We have for the renovations. However, this building never had a fire suppression system. So that, of course, had to be added for code. And we had a huge section of the roof that needed to be replaced for the last 10 years. So we had to do that. And then we had some unexpected surprises throughout the renovation. So we had to take care of some eroded plumbing in restrooms that we were not planning on renovating. So the total projects is probably more like 1.7 million at this point, maybe 1.8, just because the fire suppression system was over 100,000, as was the roof, as was the plumbing. So it just kept escalating the price. But the majority is the 1.5 million from the donor. He got it kickstarted, and we're going to be ready for October 1st.
So where did the extra money come from?
We had saved money in our fund balance over the years. We had worked lean, and we had cut, and we had amassed a nice sum so that we knew when we were going into this, if we had to, we could increase the cost. But we knew we needed a fire suppression system. I mean, that's without question.
Since our last visit here at the library, tell me about the final phase of the project. What was included in this last phase that you're wrapping up right now?
What we added in, or what got done in phase two, was the teen area, the plumbing that I just mentioned. We created a quiet study area, and now we're shelving every single book. Every single book came off of a shelf and has to go back on. We are cleaning the books because of all the dust that happens with construction, and we are placing furniture as fast as we possibly can.
You know, when people move, the worst thing to move is the books and maybe the record albums, those of us who still have some vinyl. So that has been an enormous task, and it's done book by book by book.
It absolutely is, because we need books to be in their Dewey order or in their Alpha order, And the same with our CDs. We have a CD collection and DVDs, all of that. And much of it was in storage because we only had half of the library open. So yes, it's coming out. And while it was covered by Visqueen, it still got a tremendous amount of dust on it because of the ceiling tiles and everything. But yes, that has been the slow process of putting everything back together.
You've moved the Maker Studio completely to be housed here in the library now.
Yes, we have. We would love to keep a Maker Studio downtown. However, we just don't have the staff to do justice to both Maker Studios. So we'll open with a new Maker Studio that is about 1,000 square feet, maybe a little bit bigger, maybe 1,100 square feet, complete with 3D printers, 3D scanners, sewing machines, an Arduino lab, Lego, high-end Adobe publishing, and much, much more. High-end Mac computers, podcasting capabilities, and that in that area is where the soundproof room will be.
You also have some renovated meeting space here, and that's something I'm not sure a lot of people have known about or thought about, that the East Lansing Public Library is a place that can be used for meetings. Tell me more about how that will be part of the program here at the library.
Absolutely. So we have a large community meeting room space, which we do rent out, but then we added smaller meeting rooms that can divide, can be smaller yet even from what they are, that will hold tutors or small meetings, and those are kind of first come, first serve basis. We also had added a quiet study area, which will be nice. We hope students will come down and use it. We hope community will come in and use it. We also added the cafe, the cyber cafe, complete with vending machines, and every single table in there has a plug so people can plug in their devices or sit and talk over a cup of coffee or whatever and just, you know, share what's happening in the community with each other. And that's what we're really hoping for. This is the community's library. This is your library. We want you to come and enjoy it.
When you think about the totality of what was in the library before and what will be here starting Saturday and beyond, what maybe excites you most about what you're going to be able to do that you weren't able to in the past?
Well, I really like the fact that we've made it a much more open floor plan so that we have much better sight lines throughout. And I think we'll be able to better engage the teens that come after school because we have a bigger space. And the children's area is delightful. We added early childhood literacy stations for children so that they can, that are computers built just for small children to learn literacy and to engage. And I think that's just wonderful. I mean, that's what the library is all about. The other thing is that it just seems to flow better as a library, and we'll have stronger Wi-Fi, and we have more data on electric where we need it. And from the day I started here 5 years ago, I've always said we need more data and electric, and now we've got it. Will it take us 20 years into the future? Who knows? But we certainly have it for now and several years beyond.
We're talking with Kristen Shelley, who's director of the East Lansing Public Library. Their big reopening after a huge renovation project is slated for Saturday. What's your level of optimism that the space is really going to be ready for your reopening at noon on Saturday?
You know, people keep telling me it'll get done, and we are working long hours. The staff has been phenomenal. They've come in. We've had volunteers come in and help us. It will get done on Saturday for our noon ribbon cutting. I hope everybody comes out.
One final question. Truth be told, it won't all be done by Saturday. What remains to be done on your schedule beyond Saturday?
Probably getting more of the collection that was in storage out. We'll have a tremendous amount out already, but we may not get the entire collection out. Also, we have items like extra shelving that we need to have. We're going to have Habitat or Volunteers of America come pick up. That won't happen until after we open. And probably tweaking. We'll tweak the furniture to where we want it. We'll decide, you know, oh, this isn't quite what we had in mind. And so we'll keep tweaking. And, you know, it won't be perfect. It won't be perfect probably a year from now. So we'll keep working at it and keep working at it. But it's going to look great. And it's going to be a new space and a fresh, clean, open space for the community.
A $1.5 million plus renovation project is wrapping up at the East Lansing Public Library. There will be a ribbon cutting ceremony and a celebration at noon on Saturday, a couple of hours, noon to 2, here at the East Lansing Public Library on Abbott Road. We've been talking with the library's director, Kristen Shelley. Thank you so much, and good luck with the completion of the renovation project here.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.